Blog Talk Radio.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up watching Snowflake, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Man, Friday the 13th, I'm in the studio with my co-host, T-Ro, Juelz the G, my cellmates, man. What's up to the world? What's up, T-Ro?
Yo, what's the deal? We finally made it to the freaking Friday the 13th. What you know about that? What's up to the world, man? What's up to all the people checking us out on the web? I see you. What's up with my Twitter followers? What's up with it, Facebook? What's up, L Boogie? How we getting down this evening? How we getting down?
You want to know how we getting down tonight, man? You know, it's a little emotional tonight. You know what I mean? Because, you know, something happened, you know, 2005, man. It was the Cleveland arson fire, the worst in Cleveland history, and my baby cousin was involved in it. And today, the verdict came down. Anton Lewis. Yeah, I'll put your name out there. We're going to see you on the yard. And my cousin and eight other people was in an arson fire and died. The worst in Cleveland history. Now we have closure, and we're going to have a great show tonight. Lil Miles, special edition to you, baby, cuz. We love you. What's on the marquee, bro, before I get emotional in here, man?
Oh, man, you already know what's on the marquee. Last night we had the awards show. All the awards were given out to the college players for the great season that they had this year. We'll run it down the line to all our listeners, you know what I mean? And then, you know, had that Thursday night debacle. Denver couldn't hold up. San Diego and Phillip Rivers just might have a recipe, you know. And then we're going to definitely talk about that Heisman race, who you think you got. You know what I mean? It's tomorrow, L Boogie. Wow, already. We're going to have a new Heisman. You know what I mean? Then we'll get into a little bit of this NBA, man, because, man, when I was looking at the stats on the records between the East and the West, boy, it'll just be another season for the East where y'all have to win 30 wins to get in the playoffs. Isn't that amazing? And then, of course, you know, we'll have that head-to-head battle. You know what's going on in Jerry's world. Come on down, Green Bay Packers. Bring AR-12 with you. I don't know if he's going to play. But, you know, anything can happen when you see the Jumbotron. You know what I mean? So we'll definitely get into that. And, of course, you know we got Superfly Saturday with these NCAA hoop games. Oh, man. You know what it is, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. So let's hurry up and get with it. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be an emotional show, but we're going to take it over the top. It's Friday the 13th, Pippin. You know how we do on Fridays. I can't wait. Close it out with that freestyle stuff. Huh? You know what I mean? Act like you don't know. Hell boogie, you know what I mean? Big shouts out to Jewel. I know my dude be checking in with us, and man, you know what it is. But what you want to jump on first, Elbow? You want to talk about that debacle that happened last night in Denver with Peyton Manning?
Of course we're going to start the show off with that, and then also talk about, you know, the RG3 question of the night. If you're the GM, if you're the head coach, you're the owner, do you sit RG3 for the rest of the season? They shut him down. So, but, yeah, let's start on Peyton Manning. Let's start on Phillip Rivers. One thing that intimidates all quarterbacks, bro, that's pressure. You put pressure on somebody, boy, please. Like they was tippy-toeing in a hot shower. Ooh. So when you get to putting pressure on guys, and I'm talking about any quarterback, especially the ones that aren't mobile, they get uncomfortable. So the remedy to beating Denver, the Chargers showed you. But can you get that from the Chargers every week? You can't. You can't get that every week. That's why they're 500. That's why they're 7-7, bro. But are you concerned with the loss with Denver? Will they bounce back? Or are you concerned? Or you still say it's a two-man, you know, two-man race with the Patriots and Denver?
Yeah, it's a two-man race, man. That game last night didn't show me nothing. It just showed me that Phillip Rivers finds a way to win these games at the wrong damn time. Come on, Phillip Rivers. I don't know how you do it, man. We all know that the San Diego Chargers aren't going to do nothing. They're not going to even make the playoffs. That might be the last win of the season. They can beat Denver. They can beat New England. They can beat Baltimore. But then they go play Jacksonville and Houston, and then they lose. I mean, this is just ridiculous, L Boogie. I don't understand it, man. So it didn't show me nothing last night. What it did show me is that Phillip Rivers knows how to do his thing at the wrong time, man. You know what I mean? He's a spoiler type of guy. And he better be paying Tony Romo for not having all the media on his ass. Because let me tell you, if Tony Romo and the media didn't love to get in his ass as much as they do about his victories in December and in the playoffs, Phillip Rivers, they'll be talking about you. You watered-down bum. I'll give you this. I'll give you credit for this, Phillip Rivers. You are a tough competitor. I will give you that. But if you were in New York and Eli Manning was in San Diego, none of y'all would have championships right now. Because Phillip Rivers, you ain't nothing. Y'all just say you just know when to win at the wrong time. So Denver going to continue to run. You know what it is. They got that winning streak in them, man. And it just so happens that Phillip Rivers knows how to step up his mental against the Chargers, against Denver, and get it in. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. It really didn't show me nothing. It's still a two-man race in the AFC. It's going to be between, Denver and New England. And, New England really needed that home field advantage, but got that ass tap last night. So you're going to let New England creep back in, but New England don't have Gronk. We'll get to that later. So, whoa, damn you, Phillip Rivers. Good job, though. I'm glad that the Chargers were able to put pressure on Peyton Manning and show what they could do last night.
Man, moving on, because like we said, Thursday night games, you don't really get that you know what I mean? But it was a good game overall. But am I concerned about Peyton Manning? I'm going to say yes. Yes, he'll finish the regular season with the numbers, with touchdowns. But when the playoffs come, I know it's 11-man, everybody has to do their job. I understand that. But you're all on the commercials. 11 guys aren't getting endorsed by Buick. You know what I mean? They're not getting endorsed. DirecTV is not endorsing all 11. It's only you, Peyton. So when you lose, expect it. I'm concerned, Ro, because at the end of the season, we'll be saying the same discussion. We're going to blame it on somebody else instead of blaming it on the greatest quarterback in regular season, Peyton Manning. And that's it on that, but anybody can call in 347-855-8896 if you're listening on the web and press 1. And weigh in about old Peyton Manning and the Chargers. And also, I want you to weigh in as we move on. We learned out in the middle of the week, Mike Snake Shanahan, has benched RG3 for the rest of the season, shutting down. Mathematically, yes, the Washington Redskins aren't going to the playoffs. But, Ro, what point did Mike Shanahan prove by benching RG3 the last three games of the season?
That he don't give a damn about his job. He know he about to be fired.
He's about to get whacked.
He about to be whacked, and he don't even care what Daniel Snyder say. You heard a response from Daniel Snyder. I ain't even getting in it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? This dude got 3 more weeks. He already don't have nothing in his office except for 2 folders and an iPad. So he ain't even tripping, man. He know what time it is, man. And believe me, week 17, when that game is over, believe me, on the flight home, they might give this boy his own private jet back to wherever Mike Shanahan going. Take your son with you, too. Because they about to clean house, man. Daniel Snyder not only got the problem of what's going on with the coaching situation, but, he still got the situation of the people have giving him hell about the Redskins logo, So it's all madness over there in Washington, man. It's about to be a brand new clique over there, you know what I mean? And it's just, I'd have benched RG3 2 weeks ago. We'd have been talking about this 2 weeks ago if I was the GM or Mike Shanahan, you know what I'm saying? Because RG3, he just can't get it done, L. Boogie. He either have a good first, a bad first half, and then a great second half. or he just look like a dud all the way around, man. The defense just looks the way they look because they on the field too much. You know what I mean? So the wins that Washington have really been some, I mean, they've been some okay wins, but come on, man. I'd have benched him, you know. I wouldn't even let him start the season. I would have let, you know, Kirk Cousins do his thing for the first few weeks to see how he, you know, manage the situation and then, you know, see what RG3 can do after, you know, coming back from that serious injury, man. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad that Washington has all this madness going on because I'm a Cowboys fan, so I care less about what's happening with the Redskins. That's what they get. That's what they deserve. What the hell to the Redskins?
Listen to this. You know what it proved? I'm still the head guy in charge. If I go down, you're going to go down with me. You're the one who came out here propagandering about how you're going to be ready for week one. And you knew in your mind that you weren't ready for week one. What were you trying to prove? We know you RG3. Sources. We know you Robert. I have sources in that locker room. We know you as Robert. He went into trying to be RG3, and that's what kept him from not developing. He should have been on the PIP list like Grunt. Sit out the first six games. Cousins, it's okay. You got a serviceable quarterback. That's why you drafted Cousins. So I blame RG3. From a street perspective, he deserved what he gets. And he's going to be another Michael Vick. He's going to be a coach killer. You heard it here first. They're going to come in. They're going to get, quote-unquote, players coach. Players coach. And he's going to be the yo-yo man in between RG3 and Dan Snyder, man.
Dang.
Ask Dan Reed. Ask Jim Moore.
Coach Kevin.
Man, KC. And however way you want to put it on the other side of the fucking DJ Street, Coach Killer, baby.
Get your ass up out of here. I'm glad it's happening in Washington. Because I don't care. They in the NFCs. I need every team to go through a debacle stage. It's just too bad Philly just got that boy they call Shady back there in the backfield helping them do what they do. So we going to see them week 17. I can't wait.
Speaking of Shady, Ro, before we go to commercial, let me ask you this. When we come back from commercial, we're going to give our NFL pick three, but hot topic. What's going on in Dallas. Bro, are you guys going to make the playoffs? Forget Green Bay. We're out of it. Let's just be real. We don't have number 12 playing. I'm a realist. I love my guys. But I wouldn't put money on the game. I'll bet, you know, 100 push-ups on call like we do in the streets. You know what I mean? But I cannot do that. So my question to you, you know, after you guys got torched, you're on pace, man. I hate to say that. Even though we MBG, you're on pace to be the worst defense ever in yards given up. Are you guys going to make it, or is it going to be Philly, man? Talk to me, Ro.
Hey, check this out, man. You know, big up to your defense. Y'all 32, but guess what? The Cowboys defense is 31, and we just might overtake y'all. So, you know, we going to see what happens on Sunday, which team gives up the most. But each defense might just give up over 300, 350 yards on Sunday between, each defense. But, we going to need a little help, L Boogie. You know, we all knew what this was going to come down to in the NFC East the last week of the season, week 17. You know, the only positive thing for the Cowboys for right now is that we own the division. We actually 4-0 in our division. So, you know, we can stay strong, and it's going to come down to week 17. Now, if we should lose to Philadelphia in week 17. Then, of course, it goes down to the records. But we're going to need a little help. We're going to need Philly to lose this week, you know what I'm saying, in order for us to get a little help from you guys, letting us get over this weekend, you know, and, you know, so we can tie that up again, you know what I'm saying? So it's just the way we need a little help in each way, you know, with the way Philly's playing and the way the Cowboys play in December with Tony Romo record, you know, anything can happen, you know. So, you know, really it's just going to come down to week 17, man. Hopefully we can, you know, get this win on Sunday, but it's really difficult because if you look at the NFC West, L Boogie, that conference got the spoiler teams over there to jump in and take over, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy right now, man. But can the Cowboys get in? You know we getting in. What kind of question is that? Who the hell you think you having that question to? We getting in. This is our year, baby. 2013. Let's go, Cowboys. Them damn boys is what we call ourselves. Oh.
I just want a fishing partner on vacation. That's all.
Man. You gonna have to wait till like the second week of the playoffs, Pivot. You gotta give us. You gotta let us ride. You gotta let it ride.
Wow, like they say in the streets, man. Misery loves company. When we be coming back, we gonna talk about week 15. Your pick'ems, man. We gonna give you the rundown of the schedule. Our top three. You weigh in. You call in 347-855-8896. Or, you know, get on the net, blogtalkradio.com, you know what I mean, / the streets is talking. Also, we got entertainment at the end of the night, you know what I mean? Tribute to my cousin, Lil Miles, man. Rest up. We love you. You know what I mean?
Pete Dawson, I see you, baby.
Man, shout out Brandon, man, Sonny, Crystal, Auntie Roz, Kim, Poole, man, I can go down the line. We like the mob, man. We going in tonight. Let's go.
Like I came to play, Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. 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 Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him his bear, she think she holly. R.I.P.
What we doing tonight? But you know what, Ro, on the for real, it's just closure. It don't bring my little youngin' back, though, but it feels good to know that we got closure, though. You know what I mean?
Gotta have it, man. Gotta have it, man. No, big ups to the, you know, to the people getting at them, getting it taken care of,
And now it's all said and done, man. Like you say, closure, man. That's what we all look for, man. Everybody deserves closure.
No doubt. No doubt. Nine Lives Foundation, man. Built that up. You know what I mean? No doubt. Man, we got the NFL. Whew. We got the pick three. Audience, what we do is we give our pick three, but we'll just run them down the line, and you might, you know, have a different three. You know what I mean? We got the Eagles going to the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Giants, 49ers, Bucks, Pats at Miami, Bills versus Jags, Texans versus the Colts, Bears and Browns, Skins and Falcons, Chiefs at Raiders, Jets at Panthers against Cam Newton. You got the Cardinals going on the road to Tennessee. You got the Saints and the Rams. And you got the Packers versus the Cowboys, and you got the two big games, the Bengals versus the Steelers Sunday night, and the Ravens versus the Lions in Motown, in Detroit, as they were called.
Yeah,
and then you had,
man.
Guys, and you know, I've been hearing in the street your boy Elam, the safety from, you know what I mean, Baltimore, he called Megatron old. I don't know if 28 old in the league just yet, and I think he's arguably the best receiver in the league. What you think about that, him calling out Calvin Johnson in the middle of the week? Is that typical Raven, or, you know, he was out of pocket? Because then Calvin Johnson come back and say, well, I'm going to put this old man's strength on him then.
Another 300-yard performance. Yeah, Baltimore has a better defense than Dallas. But let me tell you, when you talk about that man, come on, man, you know what it is, man. Megatron, he's a quiet assassin, man, silent assassin. He don't talk trash. He let his play, you know, he let his game do the talking on the field. And that's what's so exciting about seeing a young talent like Megatron. And he's just going to do his thing, man, because, you know, one thing that's going to happen in that game, man, you know that number 9 don't throw the ball to that man. You know 9 don't care who's standing around Megatron. He don't care. He just going to toss it up. You know, even in the snow, he was trying to toss it up. It's going to be better weather this week. So, you know, guys who be talking trash and think they can get up under his skin, they really can't. He really don't get up under Megatron, man. That boy is a really nice talent, and he gets the job done. Like I said, number 9 going to throw in the ball enough times where he can get his touches. And, you know, number 9 don't take that trash talking lightly either. So it's just, you know, it's just going to be a good game. They play in a dome. They play in the Lions at home. So, you know, Matthew Stafford just, you know, he likes to sling it. And once he gets everybody involved, hopefully – Reggie Bush, the toilet paper playing ass, you can play this week. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got the conditions this week. So hopefully we can see him on the field. But that's going to be a good game. You know what it is, man. And I think the Lions are going to pull that out. Baltimore can't score 5 touchdowns again in the last 125 seconds like what happened last week. You know, the elements had something to do with that. So I don't see that happening and going down again. So it is what it is. But my game, man, you know what it is. I know the Eagles are playing real good, man, but I need Minnesota to step up and, you know, come back with a vengeance. I don't know if AP all day going to play, but, you know, it's just I need Minnesota to beat Philly. I hope Philly get a big head and think that, you know, they get overlooked this game and look to the next one. So if that happens, I just need Philly to lose. So that's the game I'm looking at. You know, the game that's going to be, you know, thicker than thick is, of course, the Sunday night game, the Bengals against the Steelers. Anything can happen in that one. You know, Big Ben, them lost a crucial one last week just by inches, by the guy stepping out of bounds. So they're going to be looking to try to get back on track because they are still in the hunt very well. And then, you know, I love the Cardinals, man. I love what they have done this season, but they lost Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger, man. towards ACL, and I, you know, granted that the Cardinals got a good defense, but I don't know who they got to fill in for that position, man. So I'm really looking to see how they're going to do on the road down there in Tennessee, because if they can continue to win, that's just putting more pressure on the other NFC teams that are trying to get into the playoffs in the wild card. So, man, if the Cardinals win, I'm just – and the Eagles win, man, it's just tough for the Cowboys. We need Cowboys. We need you to win, man. We need this victory. With a little help from Green Bay, we could be all right, El, but we just need to stay in the hunt. But, man, what a week of football the last 3 weeks. How can you ask for anything more? It's just every game is important to every team, man. So, I'm excited. I can't wait. You know where I'll be. I'll be right here on 31st, laying down in front of the TV, watching the mix, getting it in, because you know Controversy going to call, and I got to make sure I got all my stats ready for that dude. You know what I'm saying? So those are my pickles, dog. And you know, I just need Philly to lose. The Cowboys to win, baby. That's what I'm looking at. Who you got?
Ain't this amazing, man? I got a root for the home team, literally. I got a root for the Browns. And I'm kind of happy that Jay Cutler is back at quarterback. I think Jay might throw them a couple picky pools. He might get snatched out the game tomorrow. He might pitch you with, oh, I'm back hurt, if it goes down. I got to go for that game. That's an intriguing game. Hopefully the Browns can pull that off as a fan and as, you know what I mean, an analyst. Will the Bears be able to come back on the road and bring that offense, you know what I mean, to a tough defense, how they shredded the Cowboys, you know, on Monday night? So that's going to be very intriguing. Also, that Patriots at Miami. Miami desperately needs this game. And the Patriots desperately need this game to stay pace. They own their own destiny to hold home field advantage throughout the AFC. So if the Patriots can do that, that's why it's important. And poor Dolphins, they're trying to hold on to try to, you know, they in a hunt. They're not even in the playoffs. But just for them to be in a hunt, you know what I mean? So that's going to be my, you know, second intriguing game. And you know what else? And I know D-Mac, I know he's listening. I got the Rams popping the Saints.
Ooh. No, you don't.
I have, because one thing that the Rams have, that's the Achilles heel for the Saints this year. When they face a tough defensive line, ooh, it's just like he just got out of a hot shower. He gets your tippy toeing and get to trying to throw balls with his left hand. And so, you know, you saw, you know, the tough losses that he had this year, it was against good defensive line play. So, and on the road, let us not forget that. So, let's see how, you know, these guys can respond on the road, because they might have to play on the road in the playoff. So,
yes, sir.
So, you know what I mean? Those are my three, you know what I mean?
Right.
Of this week. But also, too, I'm going to add on, the Bengals, let's see if you're for real.
Right.
You got to go to Heinz Field, and you got to play a hostile environment. Let's see if you play off ready. You know, because Pittsburgh is coming in, you know what I mean, wounded, I should say, as far as mentally. They could have won the game last week. Even though I think if they would have reviewed it, they would have saw that being, you know, threw the ball forward. But it was no flags. But it was no flags. So if no flags are on the play, they have to look at the replay booth.
Touchdown.
And he just happened to, you know, step out of bounds. So that's going to be an, you know, intriguing game as well. You know what I mean? They're licking their wounds after a heartbreak loss like that. Going to want to take it out on the Bengals, and the Bengals got to come in and impose their will. So,
right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. But, man, who we got in the asylum, man? We got somebody want to come in and get her. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it moving.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. We got a new call on the line, man. We're going to check him out, take it out to the seat towel, man. Let's check out the caller, man. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the streets. Just talking, man. You on the line with your boy L Boogie and T-Rock. What's your name and where you calling from?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're on the live. Welcome to the streets of talking.
What's
your name and where you calling from?
I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on. What's up, this Brandon Carson?
Yeah, welcome to the street.
Welcome. Thanks for welcoming me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. All right. And yo, listen to this, world. You know what I mean? This is my cousin, Brandon. Hey, yo, B. B is going to give us some entertainment news. Yo, Brandon, let us know what's going on in the entertainment news right now. What you got going on for us?
Well, the biggest thing is, while we were sleeping last night, Miss Beyonce released a new album on iTunes. It's a visual album that has 14 tracks, but it also comes with 17 videos. So every song has a video accompanied with about 4 or 5 more videos added on. So that's the biggest thing that's all over the internet and trending, because it's a new way of technology, new way of releasing music. She said she didn't want to release it in the traditional way of it being out in stores, promoting it, going on TV, and all that thing. So that's sweeping the waves right now. Also, Khloe Kardashian has officially filed for divorce from Lamar Odom. So that's
Say it ain't so, B. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, it's so. I'm guessing she was done with all the cheating, and all their relationship has made headlines for the past year of, you know, allegations of cheating and his drug abuse and drug use. So that's what's going on. Bruno,
I thought the world was taping the shows, man. How could he get away with all that, you know, smoking this dope and cheating, and the cameras following him? What's going on in the Kardashian world?
I don't know how he thought he'd get away with cheating and all that, married to a Kardashian, because their job is to live their lives out in front of a camera. So he had to know that at some point, you can't sneak around on a Kardashian. I don't know why he thought that would happen. I have no idea.
Bruno, what were you saying about Bruno Mars?
He's Billboard's top artist of 2013. And Miley Cyrus has actually been named MTV's number one artist of the year. And speaking of breakups, Taye Diggs and his wife, her name is Alina Menzel, are splitting up as well. The publicist confirmed that they will be going their separate ways. So I don't know what it is about Christmas time that couples are just calling it quits. You're supposed to wait after Christmas to break up so you can get the gift.
Well, you know, you got to file your taxes, so you got to see who you're going to put on as a dependent, too, now. So, you know.
Depending on where, see, they got married in California law, and California is a 50-50 state, so it got to split half. But I'm sure Kris Kardashian made sure that Lamar signed a prenup.
A prenup.
So
right.
I'm sure he's not getting none of that Kardashian money.
Wow. Hey, yo, B, tell the world, man, how can they follow you on Instagram? How can they follow you on Twitter? And tell them about your show that you got going on, man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at 1BrandonCarter, BrandonCarter211 on Instagram, and just Brandon Carter on Facebook for all your latest entertainment news and updates. Also, I have a show on Know That Radio. That's www.northcoastunderground.com. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can also download
Eastern
the TuneIn Radio app. Huh?
So that's Eastern time.
Eastern time. Eastern time. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Know That Radio.
I'm on with you, B. That's what I'm talking about. Man, for the latest entertainment news, man, B, you got to make sure you hit us every Friday, baby. Damn, boy, you got some good-ass information.
B, I mean, we Yeah, B will always give us our entertainment every Friday from here on out. So the world,
from here on out.
You know what I mean? When you're tuning in, you got our man, you know what I mean, my baby cuz being Brandon. Thank you. That was special because it's a special edition for Lil Miles. So we had to save that, and we waited for that for this moment here. So to the world, on our first, you know what I mean, historic time, we bringing you entertainment and news every Friday. And like I said, it's the Lil Miles edition. So we thank you, B.
Right, you're welcome. RP Lil Miles. I love you, cuz.
No doubt, I love you too, sir.
Man, no. B.
Straight.
Yep. We love you, Pepe.
Yeah,
Elba, tell him what to do, man. Elba, you tell your kinfolk what to do, Pepe.
Hey, yo, listen to this, B. Remember this. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Definitely will. I have a lot of those, and I definitely
will. That's what I'm talking about, B.
I definitely will keep them informed on your one of the hottest radio stations, Blog Talk Radio.
Man, that's how we get it in. And, man, B, we definitely appreciate you, man. We'll holler at you next Friday. Hey, yo, you know what it is, world. It's time for us to take a quick commercial break. Man. That's what I'm talking about, Elbug. Love, love, love. Love, love, love from the kinfolk, man, putting it down. He say he know a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, the show is about to go to the next level, man. The streets is talking. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Heisman. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk some NCAA basketball. And we got something to talk about as far as what Jimmy Boeheim said about these top freshmen. When we come back, we're going to get to this college, you know what I mean, a little bit about these Heismans and some college basketball, flip it to some NCAA. Man, let's do it, Ross.
Make that ass roll, drop it to the flow, make it roll like a 24, go make a broke nigga spend it, go show 'em why them hoes be winning, these couple racks an accomplishment, rolling up, talking shit, smack you on your ass, that's a compliment, put a flag on it, that's a continent, young Khalifa ballin', what else common sense, counterfeit, niggas claim they out here, but they out of it, now I get it, and my whip sick with it, I get $1 million pussy, cause my dick sick, digits, bitches wanna fuck me, should be a fan first, tryna show up for the cameras, bitch your ass ain't better than Amber, she keep talking about she wanna do me and her, I said damn!
Got me in a trance. Now I'm popping bands. Abracadabra, I'm in a pants. 20 minutes later, now I'm in a friend. And we in my bins. Play a hokey pokey, cause when she jump out, another bitch jump in. All I know is that Fetty, you broke nigga and you petty. Shoot your chain, I hustle hard, and I'm slicking that KY jelly. Hold up, I'm just tryna find me a Nicki Minaj. Coming for the chick, get my dick a massage. Freaking chick, I'm out there hitting the car. She threw it back before I even pulled in the garage. Hit the dealership and tried to play me. Niggas must be tripping. Do a couple hundred bands on the floor now. You acting like a stripper trying to make his commission. It's all mine and I spent it. Don't worry about it, I got plenty. I got your baby mama in my new Bugatti. She throw it back like my engine.
Ready, real.
Bounce it.
Bounce it.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand. Bounce. Bounce it.
Bounce.
Bounce it.
Bounce.
Trigger Trey Kane. Plus I told them bitches do what you suggest say. You ain't spending
money, then you niggas in the way she might just turn it to a dinner plate. Broke niggas back over up, weak bitch don't talk up. I ain't never seen her ass that soft, bro, like fabric softener, but hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I ain't trying to control her. Know what? Money talking, I told that bitch, hey, fuck you, think that popa?
Do pussy tricks, your pussy spit, bitch and all in her pussy lips. Money make her come, when we see how what that pussy gets.
When you bounce it, when you bounce it, oh, bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it,
bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, 10, 20. Work your way up to them big space hundreds, just bounce
it, bounce it,
bounce it.
I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
Work, 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 work that ass. Work, 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 work,
I'm about to throw
work that ass. Work, 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 work that ass. Do that ass at the right corner.
Lil' my position tonight. Streets is talking, sports talk show. What a twist of hip hop and entertainment. Listen. Call the show or get with us at L Boogie. I'm going to get you my people's info. Because you know we tell a friend to tell a friend. And like he also said, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh! NFL Week 15. RG3 has been benched for the rest of the season. He's a civilian. Peyton Manning goes down. Got a lot of big games coming up. Who's your pick three? And, you know, I've been following the chef on Instagram and on the Twitter. You know, he in Vegas right now, man. Shout out to the chef, man. I was supposed to come down and get with you. But, you know, shout out to my sister, Pook. Her birthday was yesterday. So, shout out. You know what I mean? Ro, Heisman tomorrow. Who you got? Besides Jameis Winston, who do you think is going to win?
From looking at all the information, man, from what's been handed down to us, everybody's been talking about who they think is going to win. And, you know, for you to win the Heisman, you got to have those games. You know what I mean? Those games that were televised, that the world could see. You got to have those moments. And who do you think has a nice little run at the end of the season with just big moments where he could be seen, be able to shine on national television game after game, week after week? Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if that guy, Trey Mason, the running back from Auburn, wins the Heisman if they don't give it to Jameis Winston. Because Trey Mason has had an opportunity to show his ass week after week after week. Georgia, Alabama, and then Missouri. Week after week, L Boogie, he just kept putting himself on the map. Big game after big game after big game. And he still going to be able to play for the big one. So I give it up. I definitely give it up to my man Trey Mason, who just might sneak away with that Heisman Trophy, man, tomorrow. If Jameis Winston don't win it, it's either going to be your boy Trey Mason or that guy A.J. McCarron. Because A.J. McCarron is, you know, he's the All-American boy. You know what I'm saying? Had a great college career, you know what I mean? So, you know, it just wouldn't be surprising to me if famous Jameis don't win it, watch out for Trey Mason, man. I think that he has done enough and showed the world what he's capable of doing in that type of environment, in that, oh, man, I just think they just might give it to him, L Boogie. Who you think?
Street question of the night. Is De La Soul going to be at the Heisman presentation? That's the street question of the night. I think, you know, the funny thing is that all the Heisman guys, they have votes. And I wonder who did Johnny Manziel, Money Manziel, voted for. I think he voted for his man, Jameis Winston, man. He had to. He had to vote for Jameis, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, freshman for a freshman, man. You know what I'm saying? He did it last year, so why not, man? Give it to another freshman.
Favor for a favor, right?
Favor for a favor. Let's see what you do in the summertime.
But my thing, if you're just judging on the field and you want to take Jameis Winston away from the equation, because let's be honest, without these allegations and assumptions, I think it would be the runaway winner. I think it would be a landslide. It would be one of those Heisman presentations that is going to be least watched. And, well, I'm not going to say that because people are going to be intrigued because they know Jameis might not get it. The guy that I think might get it is A.J. McCarron. If Auburn wouldn't have won that game, Trey Mason wouldn't be at the Heisman presentation, Bleed. He wouldn't be there. They ran that young man to the ground. 45 carries. You talking about earning your scholarship. Wow. But I just think that the voters just looking at the broadcast and who think, you know, does these votes, I think A.J. McCarron might come in second, if not first. So it's going to be very interesting. But that's what's going down.
Let me ask you this, homie.
Go ahead.
Me and you both know that Famous Jameis going to get that award tomorrow. We know that. Where do you think he going to be sitting at the NBA Finals with the Miami Heat? Make it to the Finals for the fourth straight year. What do you think he's going to be sitting? You think he's going to be sitting closer than Johnny? You think he's going to sign more autographs than Johnny? Because he's down the street. He ain't got to take no play. Him and his gals, can drive on down to South Beach, you know what I mean, and get it cracking. You know what I mean? If Famous Jameis win this, man, look. You know what's about to go down to Famous Jameis winning the award.
Listen. Is Famous Jameis winning this award? He's going to be watching the finals in Alabama with Charlie Ward.
Oh, there you go.
They're not going to let that guy out their sight. Are you kidding me? They would not let Famous Jameis. Listen, if he wins that award, man, Charlie Ward is going to be everywhere. Charlie Ward is going to be with him at all times. They would not let this guy, EJ Manuel, they will be with this guy at all times. They would not let him get in any more trouble. He knows what's at stake. And after that, you know who he's signing with. The Jigger Man.
He'll get you $240 million.
He's signing with the Jigger Man when he get coming out. You heard it here first. Trust me.
He want to be down with the with that rock.
Man, like like he said, you need more people.
Yeah. Shout out to my mama, man. Mama, we see you, baby girl.
Hey, mama. But listen, I just think that it's Jameis in a landslide and there's no one else. But let's switch gears to NCAA basketball, bro. You know, my ear has been to the street. You know what I mean? I got guys everywhere and, you know, been on Twitter and whatnot, and something came out about Jimmy Boeheim said that I don't know why these NBA teams are trying to take the season. These guys aren't franchise players. Is Boeheim out of line by saying that, or is, you know, he hitting it on the mark?
He hit the hammer. He hit the nail with the hammer right on the head, man. These guys, from what I'm seeing, you know, they're great talents. Don't get me wrong. Speaking of Andrew Wiggins, you know, Jabari Parker, and you know, Randall, you know,
and Aaron Gordon,
you know, those guys I really think need to stay another year or maybe even two. If there was one guy that I would take, it's only one, and that would be Jabari Parker. You and I talked about this before the show. The reason why I would take Jabari is because he's much smoother. He's a natural scorer, and, you know, it's not going to be too many people that can stop him from scoring. You know what I mean? Maybe he can work on his defense a little bit, but he's more of the all-around talent that you're really looking for in an NBA talent. You know what I mean? So Jabari Parker is about the only guy that I would draft if he was one of the ones to come out. The rest of the guys, you need to stay in school. I hope you're listening. Stay in school, players. You guys are great talents, but you're not what you think you are, and you're not ready for the NBA. You're going to find somewhere, you know, riding that pine, unless you go to, like, Utah or some other team like that. But, you know, El Boogie, I don't – Jimmy Boeheim said it correctly. You know what I'm saying? Look at his team. They got a lot of sophomores and seniors on their team, sophomores and juniors that really know how to get it done, some transfers, you know what I mean? But when we go to the asylum, we're going to definitely, you know, hear from our peoples because, you know where we coming from, El Boogie. It's all about you got to have your fundamentals together. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we've seen talent. You know, we're a little older and we do, you know, saw this and we in the street. And it's two types of players. Those you run plays for, which is Jabari Parker, and those who you don't run plays for guys like Dennis Rodman. Specialty type guys. And he's the only one that can create his own shot. Those other guys, they, like you said, they aren't smooth or whatnot, but, you know, people can weigh into the asylum, you know, and speak their piece, but I don't think none of those guys are ready. I don't know why people are dumping salary cap waiting on the 2014 draft. Wiggins is not ready. People can say, well, he got an NBA game. You know, I want to see in January and February, has he been on the program? That program is lifting weights, drinking the protein shakes, and lifting weights. That's three things. You heard me. On the weights, protein shakes, on the weights. All
yep.
the time.
That's the
and
plan.
In the books. And that's it. And in your studies. Because if he wants to be an NBA player, he's built up. He's, man. And the world hasn't seen me, but, you know, he's a slim goody.
Already. Great point, Pivot. That's what it is. You ready to take it to the asylum, Pivot?
Let's go.
Man, let's take it out to the streets, man. Well, you know what? The chef is out west. Chef, we're going to come to you in a minute, man. Let's take it down south real quick, man. We got a caller calling in, man. It ain't called in as well. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the streets of talking, man. This your boy T-Ro and L Boogie. Who is this on the line?
It's your kinfolk, man. TD out of D-Town, man. What's happening, boys? Yeah, Boogie, what's
TD.
Happening?
What's the deal? How you doing, sir?
I'm well. Trey, what's up, baby?
Oh, baby, good to hear kinfolk boys, man. You know what it is, Pippin in the West, man, with this good weather. I heard y'all got that icy stuff down there. You chilling?
Oh, yeah, man. But whenever I hook up with Skid Mo, you know, man, sure, he keeps me warm and tight, man.
like always. Hey, L Boogie is a big Green Bay Packer fan, and he even called Aaron Rodgers and told him to hold up and let us get one. What's up with
I
the Cowboys?
That.
He don't think that the Cowboys got a chance to make it to the playoffs. What you think about that?
Well, you know, fellas, the Cowboys are going to always make it interesting, man. Every time. I mean, from the beginning of preseason, man, I mean, from 2 days to now, they're going to make it up. Across the league. The league keep it interesting for them, man. They can do anything or say anything, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. But
very
that's cool,
interesting.
You
Very interesting.
Hey, Boogie, I appreciate you boys having Aaron sit down at the house again, man, because we really need that.
Oh, man.
I think they're gonna step up, man.
You know, it's a time. It's a time for giving. You know, it's Christmas, so
right on.
You know what I mean. I'm gonna be realistic. I don't see us winning this game. Yes, I'm cheering, but I just don't think we have enough manpower. I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers, so that helps.
Well,
and Tony Romo, they've learned. You know what they learned though that game. You guys have a running game.
Yeah, man, he be tripping over his damn feet and shit, man. What? I'm telling the truth around this motherfucker, man. Y'all got a running back too, man, and we can't stop the run. So, I mean, I'm worried about that on the real.
So it's going to be a great, entertaining game. That's what I'm talking about.
It should be. It should be a lot. And I heard you earlier, baby, when you said you wouldn't put no money on it. But, see, they're going to put something on it, man. I'm going to bet the over. Yeah, both of them got a sour ass defense, so I think it was 56 points or something, man. They were talking about letting them borrow. That's about 25 apiece, man, to get them almost out.
Right, that's what it is. Now, let me ask you this, Pete Austin. Hey, the Heisman Trophy is coming out tomorrow. Who you got? Who you think is going to win? And do you think it's going to be like a landslide? Who you got for second?
Western, first and second.
TD? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear us? There you go.
I got you. I'm in transit, baby. I'm sorry.
Man, you're in the street.
We
wouldn't have it no other way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. I said Western, man. First place and second place, man. Ain't no second place. That's why that deserves it, man. Yeah, first and second to Western, man. Run off, go to Western, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what
I'm
talking
about.
That's
just how TD's feeling about it, man. I say give it to him, man, because rookie doing it like that, man. I mean, I know they ain't played nobody. That's what everybody say. But they lined up. You know, they had the same amount of games as everybody else, man. You know, you can't rob the man from what he did with what they asked him to do. They asked him to line up and play football and shoot. He made it happen, man. He had the same number of people on his team as other teams, man. So,
question of the night before we let you go, TD. If you were the GM of the Washington Redskins, or if you were Mike Shanahan, would you have benched RG3?
I heard y'all talking about that too. No, man, that's the most ignorant damn thing. And get him out of there. What do y'all say the best, man? Y'all say he act like he want to get fired or something, man. Nah, man, you just don't do that, man. He not hurt. Hey, you made a great point earlier, though, Trent, when you said that you just sat him at the beginning of the season. I think one of you boys said that, man, that y'all just sat him
at
the
beginning
of the season. They should have.
Yeah, the first six games. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he should have stopped all that talking. They should have sat him down and let him know, hey, man, you coming up on our rookie season, man. You ain't did nothing.
Right.
You ain't done nothing,
right.
Though, you know. We ain't won.
They're calling
Super Bowl,
you Robert in the locker room. They're calling you Robert in the locker room. They don't call you RG3.
They don't call him RG3. Wow.
You
ain't Superman. They call him Robert, man.
Right.
Yeah,
well, TD, man. TD, man,
hey.
You know we love you calling in, man. Hey, you got to check
more,
in
man.
With us a little bit. Man, much love to you in the D. Man, and be careful out there in that bad weather. You understand?
Oh, man, it's much better now, man. It's getting much better, but I appreciate it. I love you boys more, man. They'll Boogie, always good to hear you, man. You be having them solid points, man. Hey, hold my boy down out there in Trent. I got your family locked down here, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is. Appreciate the love, man. Always check in with the streets, you know what I mean, TD?
You
did. Oh, we appreciate that, TD. Thank you, sir.
And tell him, El Boogie, tell him what to do, El Boogie.
tell me, baby.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I got you, baby. Yeah, I'm
no doubt.
Hey,
no doubt. Oh, yeah, you too. Happy holidays. We love you.
Hey, man, you know the chef is out west, man. We done missed our flight, El Boogie. We supposed to be out west with the chef. I know the chef putting up big numbers down there. Got cooking for about 750 people out there trying to get them fed right. Yo, chef, what you got on the menu tonight, Pippin?
Man, I ain't making no noise.
Yeah, right.
Man, cover your ears, man. I ain't making no noise, but the streets is talking, though. Let's up. What's up?
I know you got your notes. I know you was down there looking at the line, and I know you ready to come with some real, for I already know.
Hey, look, man, you know me, man. Hey, look, you know, this is my second time being out here. Don't let me front for the stations on the radio. This is my second time in the last month being out here, so I placed a bet last night. You know I ain't with them Denver boys, and they was giving up 10. So I took $50, a small fifth, put it on the line, took the 10, came up 432. Easy money. I know they smell the money. I know these charges about to get in, too. And listen, the streets is talking, and I'm about to tell you what they talk about out here. They is talking about, can the New England Patriots be as versatile without Gronkowski? This is what they talking about. They talking about the pitifulness and the sorry D in Dallas. They talking about the booth and the hype up of Aaron Rodgers, that he would not be back none this season, that he's putting an RG3 move, and Shanahan, they talked to Aaron Rodgers, and they told him to sit out for the rest of the year. RG3 going to be with you, so you ain't going to be the only one on the paint. He will hold you and the rest of them, all of them kicking it together.
There you go. Don't be talking about my defense. I know what my defense is.
The only D in defense dealing with that is the name. Ain't no defense. Ain't no defense. Man, listen,
hey, man. You better watch your tongue, man.
Hey, I'm not even going to lie. These games is not that exciting this week. It's only two games that I only want to watch. The New England and the Miami. And the Packers and the Cowboys, because y'all about to be different. And El Boogie, I just heard, I might feel some type of way, that you're talking about your boys ain't got enough manpower. What? What type of fan is you? I mean.
Because he knows. They going down. They coming to jail's world. They going down.
Man, listen, man. Ain't no team in the NFL barring the Dallas Cowboys.
They're not boring, no Cleveland Browns.
Man, that's cool. We'll pop y'all, though. Y'all got emotional distress within each other. All y'all, and listen, your whole team criminal. Y'all be pointing fingers and catching hissy fits. Yeah, man, this ain't child's play.
This is what we do. We at Master's team. And
man,
if
listen.
I remember correctly, we up one. So y'all better try to do something next time y'all see us.
Listen. The last time the Dallas Cowboys was son with a number 48 retired. And we ain't talking about no team. We talking about Daryl Thompson.
So disrespectful.
Hey, listen. I was going to say some money, but I had to say something for Friday. My marquee game is the Green Bay Packers, because you heard what I said on Monday. You heard what I said. Flynn about to put a Flynn on you, boy. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers, and it's not even going to be close in Dallas. It's going to be 34-14. What?
All right. You got me startled Meeks. Over here.
Let's go, Meeks. I'm with you this week, baby.
Wow. It's going to be a great weekend, man. You in Vegas. My sister is at the trial. Wow. We're going to knock the Cowboys in Jerry's world. Oh, yeah.
I
know you smell the money.
Hey, L. Bud, listen, I'm not going to be out here by the time that game get played at 425. I'll probably be on the flight back to Cleveland. But I'm putting this on my ticket. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers over Dallas, baby. And if any of the Cleveland Browns get any type of juice, more than 3 points, I'm taking that too, because I'm warning you guys this. I don't care about Cutter being back. That game is about to be real close. Chicago's defense a suspect. They coming down here. It's a storm coming. They coming to Cleveland. A wish they got to pay my brownies in that dog pound in that snow. And guess what, baby? This is a fact. We show up in that snow. We show up in that
y'all
snow.
Y'all going to lose the game the last second just like y'all did last week. Y'all going to find a way to lose. Y'all work for the Cowboys.
We got swindle out that game, man. Man, you know what's going on. Man, the refs. Are you serious? What's your excuse?
Tom Brady.
Man, T-Row, what's your excuse? Y'all playing in a multi-billion dollar dormitory and y'all still can't do nothing. Oh, what is it, the snow? What the field wet? Huh? What is it?
We played in Chicago. Ain't nobody can win in 7-degree weather. Let you play in Lambo and Chicago and Minnesota. It's too cold to be playing football in 7-degree weather.
Is you trying to convince me or the world? Because I play football. And one thing I know about football, guess what? It starts in that weather and it ends in that weather. What's wrong with you?
That's too cold, man.
Man, we ain't rich. We ain't rich. Come
man,
on.
Got to deal with the elements.
Man, what? You got to deal with the heat. If you ain't dealing with that heat, you're dealing with the cold. It's either the end or the other. If you ain't dealing with the heat, you're dealing with the cold. So I don't know if you're trying to fool me or you're trying to fool the world, but you ain't putting no wool over me and L. Boogie Eyes. L. Boog, get up, baby.
I'm listening.
I'm with you this week, baby. I know you got the money.
Let me ask you this before you go. Heisman Trophy, besides Jameis Winston, who you think is going to come in second or win it?
Man, I'm about to tell y'all something. Now, listen, I just get in the room all day. This is my first time in the room. I turned on ESPN because you know I don't like coming on here and not knowing what I'm talking about. This woman is not giving up, y'all. She not seeking any type of money. So what the thing is this. If he win that trophy, they coming to get that trophy. I pray to God, you know, I don't wish this on nobody, but if he win that trophy, because when he win that trophy, you know, him and Ward, they're going to be taking it at the finals, you know.
They're going to Reggie Bush him.
Man, probably at the World Series in October, but guess what? Guess what? They coming to put a Bush, and they coming to get that back. They coming to, oh, yeah. They coming to get that back. But, you know, man, you know, listen, man, I just found out something today that shocked me. Man, number two is Johnny Manziel. The world do not even know he got. Listen, man, he got the coldest NBA, I guess the coldest athlete in the world with him. I ain't even know him and LeBron was that tight. He got LeBron with him, baby. He got that Nike endorsement. He got the millions. He got the rich white folks. He got some black people in Africa.
He got the rich white folks.
Man, you better believe it.
Speaking of rich white folks, breaking news, Nick Saban just agreed to a multi-million-dollar deal, so he's not going to Texas.
Oh, man.
Is Mac Brown resigning?
Damn.
Man, they keep talking about this week, now Tuesday. What's going on? What they saying in Vegas, Chef? What they saying out there about Mac Brown? You heard any news about that?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, this all ends with Mac Brown. Dealing with Mac Brown, this is the only thing going to happen with Mac Brown. He going to stress himself so much that he going to have a heart attack. Because guess what? Guess what?
What?
It's cold down there in Texas, and he going to be on that picket line. Straight.
Man.
Hello, man, come on, man. Come on. They don't care about the winning percentages. Because they been talking about the winning percentages. Like, he got the highest one. Man, who cares? You want me to see what they're looking at right now? They're looking at endorsements. They're looking at about money, and they're looking
about
at who
money.
And they're looking about who people who's willing to pay for your university. And guess what? I ain't seen no talented in a while. And the last talented person who I seen, he ain't showed me too much in the NFL. Shout out to that young boy Vince. You know?
Right.
The streets talking, man. I ain't seen nothing. They gonna have to show me something. Because McCoy ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing anything. He suck ass just like his brother do.
Niggas. His booty hole get tight like L Boogie would say.
Man. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, listen. Hey, L Boog, man. Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm proud of the things you do, man. Since I've been knowing you, L Boogie, you've been working with kids, man. You don't give yourself too much credit, and I'm here to credit you today, man, because one thing you about the youth, and we appreciate that, L Boog.
Oh, no doubt. I appreciate you, too, man. I appreciate that, Chef. That mean a lot, man. Thank you, sir. I love you.
From day one, brother, from day one, you about the youth, man. Positivity, growth, morals, principles.
No doubt.
You know, I seen you around for it. I know you got that little jumper in you. I know what's going on. I know you got that shotgun, that double barrel in you. I know you got that shotgun. You know, I know. You know, I know if they put you in Nate Wiggins' uniform, you'll put up more numbers than him. I know what's going on. You can't help me. Man, I love y'all, man. I'm enjoying my weekend in Vegas. And guess what, y'all? I ain't telling nobody. You want me to tell you why? Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, that was cool. Oh, he couldn't tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends because he in Vegas. That's cool.
Boy, I tell you. That's the way a true film does it, though. You know what I'm saying? That book, that's why we keep it in the streets, baby.
I taught him well. As Jay-Z would say, I taught him well. Man, I had him as a youngin', the chef, man. Enjoying life out there. A taste of heaven. Man, he's just about to open up his new restaurant. Oh, man. Young entrepreneur. I told him, man, when you go to college, you know, you go to college to, you know, they teach you to work for somebody. But I'm teaching my youngest, man, you go to college to, you know, start your own. So, streets is talking, man, from a street perspective.
Street!
Speaking of Vegas, man, we got Sha-Ray up in the building, man. We here in the studio. He came and blessed us, man. What the deal, baby? And you know he told a girlfriend, too.
Oh!
When we come back, we gonna holler a little bit more about this NBA.
I don't know about the old school days when a nigga had waves. I swear every night I was.
See,
I don't know about the old school
bro,
day. Magic City was jumping, nigga wants his boo day. Got an old
time
school, I'm trying to school, man.
Let's go. It's Sean Ray, one of them.
And it's still money over bitches, rich homie over all niggas. I need some more commas for these digits, cause I done ran my sack up crazy. I might buy my dad a Mercedes. And I just find out I got a baby on the way. I know the situation sounded a little crazy. And they ain't know I was worth that much till I dropped that mixtape and sold they had. And they ain't know I was on them Percocet, but they know I be on them Zan. And they know I ain't with that group of shit, but got mad love for my fans. I can't take every picture, you gotta understand, but they don't know. Yeah. What I've been through, yeah. They don't know the hell, yeah. They only know what I tell them. They don't know about time and dog. I pulled over, boy, I swear to God they were tripping. They don't know about the bad that a nigga had stuffed in the trunk. They were too busy worried about the strength. They don't know about the homie that I got locked up. Money all the hell week, they don't know he going through it. They ain't know I'm a boss already, I ain't number 23. Now them niggas trying to ask me how I do it. They don't know about the pain that a nigga been going through lately, baby. Shit done got a little crazy lately. Shoot a nigga, make it as a greatest, baby. And that pussy so wet, I might recruit myself in the Navy, baby. Used to be Joe Washington, now Ben Frank. I had to change the face. They don't know about the new spot that I just got with them cameras everywhere, so they see your ass. I'm in New York, spending Eno cash. A broke nigga, I can never be your ass. And I'm the future nigga, I see your past. Who the fuck told you I wanna be your ass? With these diamonds looking like water, boy, I got Nemo mad. And I ain't know that my mama still working, they ain't know I'm unsigned, they ain't know I'm still hustling. They ain't know about the spot on Gresham that my uncle me had 2 times, got blessed. They ain't know that I paid for my mama ticket marriage. She be happy for the rest of her life. That son I know, nigga. And last year I was broke, nigga. But they don't know.
Yeah.
What I've been through.
They really ain't know.
They don't know the hell. They only know what I did.
Can we tell them?
They don't know.
Promise you never stop going.
Hey.
Streets is talking sports talk show, man, with a twist of hip hop.
Oh.
Once again, man, I want to give a shout out, man, to my baby cousin, Lil Miles, man. Lil Miles edition. Vindication tonight on Friday the 13th. Yeah, you got convicted at the time. But you still ain't safe because the streets is talking. Don't forget that. But we got a little, you know, we got closure, bro. You know what I mean? Man, special shout out to my man Chef, man, putting me out there like that, man. Feel good, man. Tell me I was for the youth and everything, because I am for the youth, man. What we tell the kids, bro, man, we love you. We love your future.
You know what I mean?
And regardless wherever you come from, you man, listen, if we can make it and get our own little sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop, oh, man, you can too.
Get it in, baby.
NBA, man. Bronny. They lost to your boy, Paul George, in Indiana. Yo, the three-game winning streak, man. Dare Williams is back. Is he the key? They all back together now. They played a total of 78 minutes before this. You know, they playing the other night together. So that was key, huh? Is he the key? What's going on with that situation? Are they turning the corner?
Well, they have to continue to, you know, to build. And when I mean build chemistry, build growth, you know, that's an old squad. So Brooklyn is going to be all right. You know what I mean? They got the new coach. And things haven't been going so well. So things are going to turn around. You know, they just started out slow. And, you know, in the East, like I saw, like, man, you only got to win 30 games to make it to the playoffs, man. So they're going to be all right. They'll catch fire, and they'll pull 500, and they'll fight it out. But, you know, LeBron and that, you know, that Miami Heat-Indiana Pacers game on Tuesday wasn't a bad game. Showed me that LeBron, when he really wants to play defense and get at you, he can get at you. But what Paul George showed me is that you can't get at me for long. Paul George is on a mission this year, El Boogie. Whether or not he wins the MVP this year, he's going to be up there in the race. And he's going to be the key piece of keeping Indiana up front. Because if he gets hurt, or if David West gets hurt, or if Roy Hibbert gets hurt and has to sit out 2 to 4 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, or anything like that, it's going to be tough for Indiana to keep that up. They're good. They have big three. They have their big three. And they ain't no punk. And Paul George showed me that he can get it done. It might not take him the first or second quarter, but he'll definitely come in the third, fourth quarter and do what he needs to do. So them boys got a nice squad. I appreciate it's a game, but we'll see what happens in South Beach. That game coming up next week, and we're going to see what happens. And you know it ain't going to be, you know it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, you know what happened? I think LeBron James said, well, let's punch these guys in the mouth early. He exerted a lot of energy in that first half. I think he exerted a lot of energy, and I don't think he respected his opponent that night. I don't think he respected his opponent that night because it showed. He shot an air ball near the end. He couldn't guard anyone. He was tired, got into a little foul trouble. But I think he's going to pace himself the next game, and it's going to be a little different.
You don't think foul trouble played a part in that?
I think fatigue played a part in foul trouble. I think that the fatigue part, you know, did that. So because of the foul trouble, it went that way. And we saw what Paul George can do in saying, hey, even though you hit me in the face, you sucker punched me, but I'm still going to come back. He showed a little fire. So I just want to give a little, you know, respect or shout out to my mans and them, Paul George, for showing some backbone. But with this big trade, Rudy Gay going over to Sacramento, they're playing tonight against the Suns. What do you think about that? What do you think about Sacramento with Rudy Gay now?
We talked about that last week, man, on Friday or on Monday, or early part of this week on Monday. It's just, I can't believe he's being shopped around. It's just amazing. A talent like that just keeps going from one team to another. And I don't see him staying in Sacramento too long either. That's what's crazy. Hopefully Shaq can keep DeMarcus Cousins at a level to where he can, you know, mature a little bit better than what he's been showing, because DeMarcus Cousins is a great talent, man. You can't stop this guy. But you got Rudy Gay, and I just don't see Rudy Gay staying in Sacramento. I see him moving along from there. So it's just I just don't get that trade. Yes, I get that maybe he wanted to get out of Toronto and get back to the States maybe. But, you know, man, when you try to determine where you should go, it kind of messes up your career. I mean, he puts you in places where you the only talent most of the time. So look at Carmelo. Look at the Knicks. Want to go home. Look at you now. You know what I'm saying? So
be careful for what you wish for.
That's what I'm saying right there.
And when you get it, you got to seize the opportunity.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Thank you, sir. So, you know, that's what I'm getting at. So, man, who was that last night got 30 points, 25 rebounds last night? Was that
Marcus Aldridge?
Texas, mother. Yeah.
Is Portland for real?
It just might be for real, Hell Boogie. When I say for real, I mean bang, bang, boogie for real. Lillard, Matthews, Aldridge. They got a nice connection, man. And they don't be playing. They got a nice bite. You know what I'm saying?
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, there you go. What you think? They just go keep it up and then fall off by the end of the All-Star break.
Mr. Matthews is MBG. Nothing but garbage. But, Tune, we know what European players play like when it comes to the playoffs. As I always say, their booty hole get tight. So I guess they, with those two, they equal one. So they go your big three, a combination of two guys.
Well, hey, if you can't stop LaMarcus Aldridge, who you need? This boy got that turnaround. Can't nobody stop that turnaround. That boy long. I think Lillard is really developing into a great point guard. He's really shown me a lot this season, L Boogie. This guy wants to take the big shot, like all the time. You know what I'm saying? And he's not backing down from anybody. And I like his confidence. I like his game. And if he reminds me of anybody right now, he's playing more like a Russell Westbrook. He's a control point guard where he can come down and he can really score when he wants to score. And when he don't want to pass, he don't have to pass it to you. He going to do his thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's not too many guys that can stop him when he going to the rack, when he put his head down and start making his way to that basket. So big ups to my main Lillard. I like Lillard, man. If you talk about Batum, we know about Batum, but Batum won a European championship this year. Nuts might just got a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? Aldridge doing his thing. That's the key. Look like it. That turnaround, you see it? He look like Elijah. I got you. Too late. You ain't gonna put your hand. I've got you. Yeah, man, so big ups to the Portland Trailblazers. I think they can make it to the playoffs. I'm like you. What are they going to do once they make it to the playoffs? Times will tell, because the West, if you look at the stats, right, not the stats, but if you look at the record of the whole conference of the West, I mean, man, it's only like four teams that don't have a winning record. that's not above 500. So, I mean, the West is just tough, man. You're going to have to win about 45, 50 games again to get in the West. It's going to be tough, man. You got a lot of new teams, a lot of teams that are parallel to one another in the West. So, yeah, man, big shouts out to the West, man.
You're right. Every game in the West is tough. I mean, you look up, Memphis is getting blown out, then they come back and have to, you know, beat somebody. It's tough unless you're playing Utah. You know, and I'm not going to, you know, critique him already. He's coming back from an injury. But the kid, Trey Burke, it's not looking too good. He's not looking too fine. But, hey, you know.
You don't like Trey Burke? There you go, hating again.
I think he should have stayed another year, maybe bulked up a little bit more. But, you know, Ro, we watch and we see him. And he's not proven to me that he can play.
He was hurt the first month of the season. He just not getting his swagger back. Man, it wasn't his fault they started out 0 for 10. Come on, man. When he got in, he started getting the groove. They started winning.
They're just not a good team all the way around, man. You know what I mean? They need some help. Because Hayward is a great shooter, but need help.
I don't know why I watched a lot of, we got the pass or whatnot. We watch a lot of games. But how do you let him take the last shot every time? That's your franchise guy, huh? Mr. Hayward, that's your franchise guy.
Man, you know, I don't know. that's Tyrone Corbin over there coaching, man. They got to get that guy out of there, man. His system ain't working, you know. They got to go find somebody who's ready to do it. You got rid of one of the best coaches that ever coached this thing, man, and Jerry Sloan. Now he's sitting on the sideline looking at y'all, shaking his head, looking at the Utah Jazz like, You didn't learn nothing, Corbin, when you was over there playing for the man? Come on, man, get your team right.
He might be the first one to get whacked. And you know what's so crazy about the NBA? You look at it and you look at the East, and you have teams like Boston at 10-14 that are ahead of their conference. You know, Charlotte 10-12, Washington 9-11. Chicago would be the eighth seed at 8-12. And up under them you have Cleveland, Brooklyn, Toronto, Orlando, Philly, New York, and Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is 5-17.
Boo! That sounds like boo-boo.
It sounds like NBG. Nothing but garbage.
Flush them down the toilet. What's going on in the East, man?
It's a soap opera. You don't know what's going to happen. All you know is Indiana and Miami. That's all you know. Waiting for those two. Waiting for that Eastern Conference final series. That's all you waiting for. You know what I mean? Yes, you got to play the games, but I don't think these other guys are prime time.
Prime time.
As my man Sean Ray would say. I don't think they're ready, man. Nothing but God. But that lets you know how the NBA is set up with these college guys coming in, how it's a watered-down product. We're paying millions to watch NBG. Nothing but garbage. That's all it is. The streets is talking. You hear it. How many guys do you have on teams now that can really be consistent and play basketball? Not too many. Turnovers are up. Field goal percentage is down. It's just a mess. It's ugly. And it starts at the top. But you know what it is. I know you smell the money. Oh, my. It's a dirty game.
I know you smell the money.
That's what it's all about, Pippen. You know? Big shout out, man. all the people checking us out, man, L-Bug. On the web. Man, web be keep holding us down, L-Bug. Love the web. You know, everybody want to check me out on Twitter, man. The Streets. It's a with a D-A. T-R-O. T-R-O. That's where you can find your boy on that twit. You know what I'm saying? Get down with the get down, man. L-Bug, check this out, man. Your boy, your nephew, man, Junior. You got a game tonight, 8 o'clock, man. You know what I'm saying? Right after the show, man. Semi-finals for the 6th grade championship. You know what I'm saying? If they win tonight, they play in the championship game tomorrow. Then put him on a new squad. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Legacy Coach Jay. What's up with you, baby? No, you probably checking out the show on the way to the game. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I got a full schedule this weekend, L Boogie. Got me running and rolling and everything, man. I'm going to run out of gas. I got to pay for all these tournaments, man. Woo! They trying to burn your boy's pocket. But it's the holiday season. It's expected. The more trophies, the better. I tried to tell him early. You're going to win a lot of trophies, son. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. So you're going to have to make room for your own trophies. So big ups to Junior. Hope he do good tonight, man, and all the good young talent that's out there, man, giving it up tonight and tomorrow. You know, man, it's going down, L Boogie. But let me ask you about this, L Boogie. You know, it's showdown, not really a showdown Saturday, but we got some good games on Saturday for this NCAA thing. We got Kentucky, got to go to North Carolina. Ooh, I can't wait. That's going to be a good game tomorrow, man. This is the time of the year, man, you know, where you just get these good games on Saturday afternoons, man. You can just kick back. Yeah, man. You know, so it's just going to be good. Arizona at Michigan. Oh, my goodness. Arizona at Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Notre Dame and Indiana. You know, that's a big rival game right there. So it's going to be some good to even though Notre Dame lost to North Dakota State the other night. What the hell's going on, El Boogie? These mid majors is giving these big time schools hells, ain't they?
You know why? Because guys are leaving early, and that leaves room for guys that have been playing together for 3 or 4 years to be freshmen, regardless of how much talent it is. At least they're going to keep the score close, and if they keep the score close, that builds confidence for that Cinderella underdog. Listen, man, that lets you know how special that Fab Five was with those freshmen. And that's when basketball, college basketball, was at a premium. Guys at every position could play. And it was powerhouses. It wasn't, you know, Cupcake City beating someone. No, that wasn't happening back then. Only in the tournament, but regular season, no. You got Cupcakes beating big-time schools now in the regular season. That doesn't happen. But it's doing it now. And that lets you know. I don't understand what the NBA thought about, you know, this is the biggest draft since LeBron James in them draft, 2014. We're going to clear all the cap room so we can, you know, get these players. Really? You taking the season for these guys? What did Mike Singletary say when he was the 49ers coach? I want winners.
I want winners. I want, what did he say? I can't have it. Can't have it in this locker room, little Boogie.
I can't play with him. I can't coach with them. I can't sit with them. I would rather, well, in this case, I would take technical fouls or have somebody else in before I have somebody jeopardize the team and winning. Mike Singletary, and I'm in agreement. You're going to take this season for these guys, and these guys are just pieces to the puzzle. Like I said in previous shows, watch these guys. They've only played one or two games. Now that we see and guys have film on them and can, you know, sit on guys' shoulders and do that, What other move do they have? It's not looking good. Like you said, the only guy that can create and do his thing that's really like NBA ready is Jabari Parker, but who knows if he's going to leave. He might stay another year and play with his friend, who's the number one player in the country, in 2014 because he signed with Duke. I hope he stays.
Man, that'll be big.
So it's going to be crucial, man. The NBA is in flux, but there's going to be some great games. And shout out to our alma mater, Grand Canyon. They're going up to NAU to play tonight. So shout out to the Lopes, man. We D1 now.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Taking our chests out, Bleed.
That's tomorrow, Pippen.
I'm sorry. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
I'm excited, man. We might ride up there, man. Let's go on the highway, man. I-17, man. Let's go, man.
Go represent the Lopes, Pippen.
So we can say, look at their faces.
When we beat that ass tomorrow, go Lopes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, L Boogie, before we go to a commercial, did you see how much the flu Jordans went for? The flu game Jordans went for, man, in an auction today.
The streets is talking, bro. Tell the world what the Jordans flu game dudes went for, man. Can you tell the world, man, before I faint, man?
Man, 104,000 as a chump. Come on, man. Who in the hell got 105,000 to give up for some J's?
But just tell a story, man. How he gave his shoes to a ball boy. And he held them. And he kept them. It's in the eyes, Chico.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, man. 104,000 and some chalk. Damn you, Michael Jordan.
Is it flu on the shoes? Is it bacteria on there? People want the bacteria, man. 104,000. Who has that just for a pair of two shoes that might only been made with $1.04 of material.
And only won once for that game.
I don't know. I don't know what this is coming to. What are you going to do with the shoes? You bought it for $104,000. What are you going to do with them? Have them in your house as a on the mantelpiece like a piece of art?
I'm putting them bitches on my feet. as soon as the check clears, they mine. They going on my feet. Walk around. I don't give a damn they too big or not. I'm walking in. Hey, we walking around. There's no step on them. I don't have a bodyguard to shoot you in your kneecap. You can't touch my J's. They 105,000. 2, 3. Commercial, man. I'm about to faint.
Man, when we come back, you already know what it is. It's Friday. We gave you the entertainment. We gave you the sports. Now we're about to give you the Freestyle Friday, man, when we come back. Streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh! And the Black Mamba, as usual, man, he back. He jacking up jumpers, man. Let's go. Streets is talking.
Nigga hustle like 2, 3. I'm on the block like 2, 3. Now I'm back, bitch. Y'all remember me? Michael Jordan of the street shit. Hustle hard, taught you niggas how to eat, bitch. 23 on my motherfucking pinky finger. 23 mil on the mansion, what you think? Pussy nigga, you gon' stop me. Fake nigga. don't rush in the trap. My niggas running them out. My little woe on the ball. He keep matching our cars. Holidays round the corner. Solo fake key to a dog. Heroin went for the suits. Niggas nod, you snoop. See me in that Mustang. Bitch, I knock out your noose. Pull my wall Camaro. Pull my bitch is the Harrow. Got that make you disappear. Money, abracadabra. Niggas up in the rafters. It's the heat versus the rappers. We sit with the owners. Yeah, they go them rappers. I don't need no tickets. Stop talking like it's Blake Griffin. I'm worth it. Tickets, sick pussy. Don't make no difference. Switch.
I got 23 minutes.
You heard?
Just in case I fall.
The streets is talking. We back in the asylum. Before we went to the quick commercial, man, we had a hot show tonight. We had entertainment. Talked about Beyonce's new album that was streamed through iTunes, something, you know, futuristic, where she didn't have to do videos on TV and things like that. Man, you got to get with my cousin, man. He's going to be on here every Friday talking about entertainment. Tay Diggs divorcing his wife. Oh, man, it's going down. NFL Week 15. RG3 shut down for the rest of the season. What do you think about that, world? Missed the show, you want to hear yourself, go back. blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. We always on live, Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And as usual, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Yo, Ro, man, show shout-out special edition to my little baby cousin, little Sonny, man, little Miles, man.
Yeah, man. Big shouts.
But you ready to get off into this freestyle, man?
Man, do your thing, man. You know I got to take off, man, go up to this game, man. Check out my little dude. Go hit it up, man. Hit it when you're ready, man.
Oh, man. Here we go. Wicked D Wild coming through. Man with a black and mild. What they going to say, man, when I got that crooked smile? It's now. Oh, man. Oh, shoot, I got a flagrant foul. What they going to say, man? I got the powwow. That's that powder. Everybody trying to take a shower. That's the men's. We only can get it for an hour. We friends? I don't think so, dog. I'm trying to sin. You in? I don't think so, man, because you's a B. But I'm going to keep on the PG because we always going to be eat. That's what you call excellent in the street eats. I ain't tripping. What's up to the OG? We going to stay official when it comes to these street eats. I'm from 93. That's HHB. That's a Huff Heights boy. I'm always playing varsity. Shouts out to Lil Sonny, man. You resting on me. You got me living. You got me going, man, till I DOE. Oh, man, I ain't tripping. But, man, I'm going to be flipping. Shouts out to my little sister. It's her birthday, and you know it as, you know what they say on that. It's the Thursday. And you always coming through, man, on my Earth Day. And that means I'm in the clouds. And I'm going to stay what you going to say, man. How you like me now?
Block him. That's what I'm talking about, Pimpin. Happy birthday to you, Pope. Little sis getting boy, that's what I'm talking about. Coming down to celebrate. About to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Go out, have a drink. Do a little dancing. You know what I'm saying? Say a little twerking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Big shout out to the big one, QLG. You know what I'm saying? Studio guest. You know, shot right. Blue, did we see you? Rolling that six, dudes. You know, big shout out to everybody checking us out on the web, Elbug. You know, Mama Hudges always checking in with us. You know, that's my girl, boy. Big shout out to the fam. You know, the sports officials always checking in, OG, having no. We see you checking in, baby. We'll definitely be hollering at you on Sunday. You know what I mean? Sports officials, check them out. Hell, Boog, we definitely got to check out B-Site. Brandon coming with the entertainment this evening. That was hot, man. All these people getting a divorce right around Christmas. Bet you wouldn't get no present from me neither. Tay Diggs, you know it ain't going to take him long to get a gal. He's Jamaican. Hey, baby. Hey, little baby. You want to come with me? Yeah, it ain't going to take him long. Yeah, with a smoker's jacket on. You know what I'm saying?
He just made $1 from the movie, too. He don't try to get that up.
Yeah, he ain't going to, you know. So, man, can't believe my dude, Lamar. You just let a Kardashian slip through your fingers? Damn, what
man,
is the world coming
to? Man, they kick you
to?
When you down. Ask Bruce Jenner, man.
Well, they going to take all his money. I hope he gets tied to a team quick, because it ain't pretty, El Boogie.
They're saying he might be signing with the Lakers. We don't know. The streets is talking. They're
wow,
trying to work
you
out
better
something,
sign with the Lakers. We know what happens when he don't sign with the Lakers. You can't find him.
Man, big shout-outs to Steven Jackson, too, man, getting on with the Clippers, man. He back working. He back employed, man. He can stop collecting employment. Big shout-out to you, Steven.
That's how we get down. Oh, big shout-out to my kinfolk, Jim McCoy. You know, back in the league, doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I see you, kinfolk. Keep checking us out, baby.
Well, man, we about to sign off, man. And as we signing off, man, I just want to give a shout-out, man, to the parents of my baby cousin, man, and also to the other 8 people that died in that family, to their families. Now we have closure. I want to say, man, I love you. And, you know, to my auntie, my Aunt Roz, which is his grandmother, Sonny, Crystal, Kiana, you know what I mean, to Ray, Zara. I see y'all checking in from North Carolina, man. They calling in from North Carolina, you know what I mean, Charlotte. I see you out there. My people are down in Amsterdam. I see you clicking in on me on the Twitter or whatnot. I see what's going on. Man, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers and your shouts out. You know what I mean? Special edition, Lil Miles, verdict in. We good. Now we can move on. All to the Meeks, to the Hudson, to the Ray families, McGrews, I love you. And once again, man, the streets is talking. And, you know, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Skeeter Mo in there, though, man? He coming out?
No. No.
All right. Let's do it, man. Let's get out of here. Man, we got to go. I got to go get with Lil Sis, man. She just turned 3-5 tonight, man. We about to go hang out for a minute. You know, celebrate, you know, birthday and Lil Miles, man. Let's do it. Check in with us Monday. We're going to recap this NFL football game. Who won the Heisman? Who won the Army-Navy game? You already know. And who, you know what I mean? Let's go.
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game.
Yeah.
Half-tie thicky, all she wanna do is bang.
Yeah.
Got her head done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that. Bad, I'm chillin',
yeah.
Real nigga feeling. Rich kid asshole, pay me as a villain. Still spittin' that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts, PH balance. Real nigga, I rep those. Why though? Cause I said so. Get deep in that Pepto. I got 5 on it like Benfos. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some Sweet and Low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Are you eating though? Nigga, are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't eating no. Never catching cases. Why they faces look so EMO? Watch a hater hate me, wanna play me like a piano. My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like Socrates. Y'all fuck boys like Socrates. You niggas ain't copping these. Niggas ain't looking like me.
Nah,
I ain't checking ID.
Nah.
But I bounce them with no problem. Tell them problem.
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
Rich kid asshole. Paint me as a villain.
Why?
Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad.
day wear, and your girl drank my daycare, and I'm born rich, life ain't fair.
Silver spoon, cool hoe.
Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker. Boom, boom, ho. Ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
Top of the holy totem. Rich forever, a million was not the quota. My father owned half a MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules, tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly, Jeff Goldblum. Got a glass house and a Palisades. That AKA, white hood, white hood.
Okay, KKK.
Furniture custom, you shop at IKEA. So Maserati, you whipping the Kia. Spending this money, it's longer than near. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want to be a friends with a dope man, help a nigga real. Bring a girlfriend, man, trouble when I see her. I'm on a pier. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell them, man.
I'm winning, so they had to dump Gatorade. And I don't give a fuck about my family name.
Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you.
Hip-hop TXL exclusive list.